Operation Summer Heat is the latest sweep of outstanding warrants in Northwest Florida. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
69 suspects are named in the 95 warrants in the latest joint investigation involving the Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa County Sheriff's Offices and the U.S. Marshals Service. The charges range from burglary and larceny to assault and battery, drugs, weapons, and child neglect.
You may ask what's the difference between the body count, if you will, and the warrants. Many people are arrested on multiple warrants, and so therefore, when your arrest occurs, it may not be for just one outstanding warrant. You may have more than one warrant.
Escambia Sheriff David Morgan says the roundup involved felony warrants, naming suspects authorities feel are an immediate danger to the public.
You have a lot of low-level warrants out there for individuals, again, that are not violent, if you will. There's no use of a firearm. But you'll also notice here we have repeat offenders for exploitation of the elderly and child abuse. So those are the individuals we want to remove from society. We know one thing for certain. If you're in the Escambia County Jail, you're not shooting someone or you're not breaking into someone's home.
Of the 69 suspects whose mugshots were displayed and copies handed out to the media, Morgan highlighted many that he and investigators consider to be the worst of the worst.
Tyrone Wilkins, aggravated battery. Barbara Jackson, exploitation of the elderly. Courtney Tompkins, aggravated battery, battered a woman who he knew was pregnant. Matthew Fields, an individual who's arrested once before for abusing children. This warrant was executed for beating of his stepchildren, so he was arrested again on child abuse warrants.
The ECSO's Lieutenant Randy Blake led about two dozen officers from the various agencies in serving the warrants last week.
We spent about a month getting ready, putting the folders together. There's several things that we look at, try to locate these people. That was done by the warrants unit, and then putting all the teams together, and we started on a Monday morning and we ended on Friday.
Blake praised the public for its help in relaying information, adding that in some cases they had to go to five or six different houses before locating a suspect. Sheriff David Morgan says that's a reminder that serving criminal warrants is a very dangerous mission.
Rarely do we do warrant services with the Marshal Service or with anyone else where we don't end up having to call out our SWAT teams many times because of the people that we're attempting to arrest, sadly, are sometimes better armed than our law enforcement personnel.
Morgan says there's a corollary to this type of raid and the periodic clean sweeps in targeted neighborhoods.
We're looking for sexual predators. As you well know, they have a registration requirement, and so the state goes out with us and they verify that those folks that are on the sexual predator registry are in fact staying where they tell us that they are, because that's based upon self-reporting. If they are not at that address, then they effect an arrest for them violating conditions of their release.
At this point, the cost of summer heat is still being tallied, but Morgan says warrant sweeps are not cheap and that prevents them from staging more of them. Another type of currency that's a vital part of such an operation is secrecy.
You know, a lot of pre-surveillance operations are involved here. This operation could have began and ended on Monday morning if we hadn't had a tight lid on the operational security side of it. I know a lot of people think we just show up Monday morning and Lieutenant Blake pulls out a list of warrants that are currently outstanding. He calls the Marshal Service and they get in their cars and go out and drive around the neighborhood. If you do it that way, you don't arrest anybody.
The 69 suspects are all housed in the Escambia County Jail's main facility. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.